Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump and Biden get heated in Cleveland. Vice President Pence attacks the New York Times over the president's taxes. Some top Democrats refusing to meet with the new Supreme Court nominee. More police injured in Portland, Oregon. Also ahead, my live analysis of last night's debate. No spin, but first, about 100 million people watched the debate in Ohio, each candidate speaking for about 40 minutes. Instant polling from CNN says Biden won, CBS same thing, but viewers on CNN and CBS News are overwhelmingly supporting Joe Biden, so the surveys are not really fair, are they? The debate featured heated exchanges between Biden, Trump, and moderator Chris Wallace. The president demanding answers on Hunter Biden's million-dollar escapades in Ukraine and China. Joe's initial opposition to the COVID travel ban from China and anti-police protests. The former vice president did not answer those questions, but President Trump did not answer the question about his income taxes. Finally, the press ran wild with the accusation that far-right groups are just as dangerous as far-left groups in this country. Vice President Pence defending Donald Trump after the New York Times published his personal tax information. Mr. Pence dismissed the report as the same old allegations from a liberal newspaper, but the tax situation may be hurting Donald Trump. Senators Warren, Schumer, Hirano, Blumenthal say they will not meet with the president's Supreme Court nominee. Schumer citing Judge Amy Coney Barrett's position on abortion and health care, calling the entire process an illegitimate sham. What really is a sham is that some of our most powerful senators will not even give Judge Barrett a fair hearing. Police in Portland, Oregon, deploying 50 additional officers in an armored vehicle to break up violent protests. At least 12 officers were hurt, including two seriously burned when a Molotov cocktail exploded. City has spent more than $8 million trying to control the violence and has failed dismally. In a moment, did anyone really win the debate last night? Right back with that.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Last night, live on BillO'Reilly.com, I analyzed the presidential debate. So I thought it would be instructive to broadcast my initial reaction. Here are some highlights. All right, now, as an American, I'm not speaking to you as a pundit right now. I'll get my pundit hat on in a moment. I was disappointed in that debate. I think it was a wasted opportunity, a large part of it anyway. I know what's going to happen. The Biden people are going to say Biden won. The Trump people are going to say Trump won. They're going to be snarky. They're going to be disrespectful. This is the country in which we live. But there were some important and interesting things that took place, and I will point them out. First of all, Joe Biden was cogent. He stumbled a little bit here and there. Many of the things he said were rehearsed. Donald Trump, not so much. He had a few themes he wanted to get across. But Biden had blocks of statements rehearsed. Now, Mr. Trump should have tried to throw him off his game. But again, Donald Trump is not a master guy at the back and forth. The problem was Chris Wallace. All right. And that became a problem that got worse throughout the debate. And here's what happened. Mr. Wallace is a smart man. I don't believe he favored one candidate over the other. But his questions were far too windy, too long, and he didn't have facts at his disposal, for example, to stop Joe Biden from saying, no, my son Hunter didn't do anything wrong in his Ukraine and China dealings. That's simply false. And to allow something like that to go uninterrupted is not doing anybody a service. And Chris Wallace should have had the stats there to say, wait a minute, Mr. Vice President, you want to clarify this. Because it's not about Hunter Biden, it's about Vice President Biden, that he allowed this situation in which his son enriched himself at the expense of the United States government to happen. Chris Wallace didn't want to get into that. I don't know why. He didn't cite any facts at all. I don't know why. And he kept falling back upon general questioning. Donald Trump's big mistake was debating Chris Wallace, and the president said it himself. I'm debating you. Why? Now, Wallace had a hard job because he had to keep Trump from interrupting Biden. And the president did interrupt far too much. All right, he should not have done it. Now, the first 7 minutes, Donald Trump owned it. All right, he was stronger. He was calm. He presented the facts pretty well on the Amy Coney Barrett situation, which was the lead. Now, Ms. Barrett, Judge Barrett, disappeared real fast because Biden didn't want to talk about it. And Wallace, again, didn't press Biden, which he should have.
To hear and see my full analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com, where we deliver every day honest, smart analysis without deceit and ideology. So if you want the real story, BillO'Reilly.com has it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Since the founding of the country, Congress has enacted roughly 30,000 different federal laws regulating everything from criminal conduct to the fat content in dairy products. The states, too, pass hundreds of statutes each year. While many seem antiquated in modern times, some are outright crazy, and they're still on the books. Here's a list of some very strange laws. First, Washington State, where it's an actual felony to kill Bigfoot. The bill was passed in 1969 and carries a 5-year prison sentence. The law was amended decades later to include any endangered species. Bigfoot was very happy about that. Commonwealth of Virginia forbids its residents from hunting on Sundays, a law that dates back to the Revolutionary War. Sportsmen are allowed to kill two species whenever they want. Raccoons and rats. The rodent, not the media people. In Texas, you don't have to show up for your own wedding. The Lone Star State allows folks to marry by proxy. If couples can prove they're unable to attend the event, representatives can tie the knot on their behalf. Be careful when cleaning out the garage in Missouri. State law places tight restrictions on yard sales. Residents are allowed to sell their belongings just one time a year and for no longer than 3 days. The government even regulates the hours of operation. In Louisiana, it's technically illegal to wrestle bears, which is probably a good thing. Folks living in the bayou are banned from fighting wild animals at all. The last time someone was tried for the offense was back in the 1980s. Tussling with an alligator, however, is legal in Louisiana, as it should be. And here's something else you might not know. If you are living in Illinois, don't even think about dyeing baby chickens a different color. The state banned the practice during the Depression when Chicago farmers started coloring the small chicks pink and green to attract customers during Easter. Most of the animals died. Pardon the pun. Back after this.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.